All right. Let's cut the chase.
Right.
Hello? Okay. So, my testimony is kind of a bit different. I wrote it in third person, so it'll sound a bit weird. So, in the beginning, God created a man. His name was Locke. Anyway, so he was very blessed. He had parents, Asian parents. And as a first child, you always get fed really well, you know. And they spoiled him until two others came along and destroyed it. But you know how Asian parents are like, they like to have a Chinese takeaway. It's like a little traditional thing, right? So I had a Chinese takeaway, unfortunately. So when I started the takeaway, it was pretty good. I mean, I got fed, most importantly. But then, little did I know, life was terrible. My studies and my relationships went crazy. And, you know, like Sam did, he went reckless. I went reckless too. I mean, we went on the same boat. Oh, that was when I moved to Milton Keynes. I was born in Essex originally, by the way. And I'm 22, if you guys want to know. So I moved to Milton Keynes, had a takeaway, blah, 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 blah. Studies went mayhem, relationships went mayhem. And that's when I met God. Oh, dear. How I first went to church. Now, this is interesting. You would probably not be surprised, but I actually went to Chinese school and I asked a girl's number. And she happened to know some friends who went to church. So that's how I got to church. Yeah, makes sense. Okay, blah, blah, blah. That's how I met Christ. And then I managed to commit to Christ when I was 16 at this camp. Don't worry about that. All right, this is the meat of it. So the fall, like in Genesis, the fall. So Locke didn't really talk about his troubles to anyone. Like, I mean, who would you like to share your troubles with? They'll think you're weird and annoying. And he did a normal thing of, oh, blame God. Oh, it's your fault. Oh, why'd you do this? Maz, you shouldn't set me up like that, you know? Which was, stupid. And where am I? Oh, he felt like no one supported him physically and mentally. Pretty sad. And the idea of God having a so-called plan for you didn't really occur to him, I'm afraid. And he made some friends called Depression. He came along, creeped on him. It was pretty creepy. And this is where his family went to pieces. You know, like he argued all the times, swore all the time, punched him, broke a couple of doors at home, broke a computer screen. Everything's broken at home. That's because of Locke. Where am I? Oh, yeah, reckless takeaway boy at 15, yeah, sounds same thing. Oh, and this is where God saw this, and he was worried. And yada, 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 results day, woo, A-level days, woo, worst day in our lives. As an Asian kid like me, well, like Locke, I mean, we would be part of the Asian stereotype of being a doctor, or God knows what Asian parents want their kids to be, a surgeon. As a doctor too. But Locke didn't do good in A-levels. He screwed up. He got loads of U's. More than any U's you guys have ever got. And he did so bad, he lost faith in God. Where am I? Oh, but he did manage to get to uni, thank God. And Birmingham City University. It's crazy, huh? Now I nearly failed. And I got here. But and when he first found out, he actually managed to get to university. First thing you would do is like tell your parents, like, hey, mum and dad, I proved you wrong. Yes, I got to uni in your face. But they wasn't too happy. They were just like, good job. You're supposed to do it, you know? That's sad. Oh, university. No, this is crazy. I mean, who hasn't messed up in university? Put your hands up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I mean, to describe my university life, it would be like what? Going to school, go home, get drunk. Not home, drunk, but go out and get drunk. Come back home, hangover, go to worship practice with a hangover, get told off by James Tang. Yeah. through messages. But that's what church is for, right? You meet friends who are honest with you and tell you that you suck at this thing, or you just suck in general, you know? Right, so that's basically, if you whizzle that through, that's where I am. That's where I am now, okay? Right. I wrote this story in third person because it's really weird when you say, I did this, I did that, or I'm going to do this, which I'll probably never do. That kind of, it feels weird to me, so I described it in third person, which you guys all laughed about. I mean, what's so funny about writing your own story in third person, you know? I see you smiling over there. So I think it's really hard for people to tell their own story to other people, and it's a bit uncomfortable. And, you know, everyone has their own story to tell. Everyone has their hardships. I didn't mention all my part of my life, as you can see. We hear that, you know, I had to skip it through because of time issues. But where am I? Oh, yes. You guys may know me for being a direct and honest person. Yeah, me. It's Marmite, I tell you. People love it, but they hate it at the same time. And, you know, it's like, what? It's good. But sometimes when you don't think about what they're feeling, I'm like, oh, your hair actually does suck. I mean, it's like salt to a wound, you know? Yeah, and I don't think about that. I'll just give you the meat. Slap it on. And this way, you know, and only recently God really taught me, like, no matter who you are and whatever you do, you actually influence someone, maybe a kid, maybe an adult, in any way or whatever way it comes. And like, your actions reflect really who you are, and this will reflect how other people actually go about in their lives. Which is kind of sad, because, you know, it means it's your fault in the end. And, you know, living as a mixed generation crew or member, what that means is basically you're stuck in the 90s. Well, if you're born in the 90s, you're pretty much mixed gender, right? Because you have like, the Chinese culture, and you have the new kids who have the iPads when they're five. I mean, I look at them, when they're five, they have iPads. I'm not playing. I was playing football when I was back in, rode my bike, didn't even have a phone, sent letters. You know, doesn't make sense. Right, I'm going to read this off straight off because I can't think of anything to say. So, as mixed generation people, now it's a challenge to our everyday lives, you know, like spiritually, as well as our normal lives. I mean, you know, we've got to go to work, which sucks, and clean the house, wipe the baby's butt or something, I don't know. And when our lives, when everyone's lives actually go rock bottom, or like, oh, near death, or oh, man, this. Non-Christian or Christian or whatever they are, they'll say, oh, God, please help me. Oh, God, you never seen those movies? God, oh, no. That kind of stuff. They always turn to God at the end. So that's really my assurance of his existence. You can argue that's a saying, but really I see it as the root of mankind, how God created us. You know, he made us, so we should know that he's somewhere. Bloody bloody, we'll skip that. Oh, baptism. Yeah. What I'm doing today. It's crazy, huh? Who's been baptized? Everyone here has mostly been baptized, right? Yeah, baptism. I didn't want to be those people who get baptized, screw up, and then just people be like, oh, you screwed up, man. Big time. You're Christian. You shouldn't be doing that. That's what my parents say to me, anyway. God, as Christians, God really teaches us to live for other people, which is kind of sad. I mean, it's your own life, right? Why do I have to live for you guys? You know, does it make sense? But, you know, the truth is that we're all one big family. We'll be up there sometime. I'll see you guys in heaven. Like, yeah. And since we're one big family, we'll care about each other, right? That's the whole point of caring about other people, or living for other people. And that's why you have to die for them too, which I'm not too really fond of, but you know, when it happens, it happens. Oh, yes. One thing I hate about humans. One thing I really do hate about humans. Jealousy, is a pain in the backside. And it happens in churches, happens everywhere. I mean, you guys got all iPhone 6s. You know how jealous I am. I wanted to get one myself if my bank was in the negatives. Like, I mean, you know, you see people here, they have big houses, drive nice cars, and I'm here taking a bus, 1 hour bus to work every day. You know how sad that is? I could be sleeping for like half an hour more and then drive my way to work. It's not fair, is it? But, and this, you'll envy them. I mean, you guys must have been jealous over someone or envy. You know, oh, they got married when they're 23. I wish I can do that. You know, no one's queuing up for me at the moment, though. Don't worry, I'll be there. And this is what God actually said to me. We each have a different story because we're different. We have a different story to tell, even when we share the same stuff. So, takeaway, for example. Or the same shoes. Same shoes, yeah. And this really shows how amazing God can be, right? I mean, a God. A stash of designs for each of all you guys here. You know, and he has a script for all you guys here. God's pretty crazy, isn't he? Pretty amazing. But yeah, testimony, summarize it up. Life can really be hard sometimes. I mean, who doesn't agree with me? Yeah, no one? Whatever. Yeah, don't talk to me, man. So, and how is it hard? Is that, I mean, parents, you got babies. Man, I've been living with the Tams for like 2 weeks. Yeah, never, not one day I had not one day I had a good sleep. Wake up every day at 6, 7 o'clock. Nightmare, man. I can wait. Kids can come later. Oh, who has a job that sucks? I have a job that sucks right now. I mean, you're in the street selling a credit card. I mean, who wants to buy a credit card nowadays? They're all in debt. Or you're going through some intense Korean-style drama relationship, yada, yada, yada. Who watched Korean dramas here? None of you? Oh, okay. Chinese TVB, I don't know what you guys watch. EastEnders. But the point is, no matter how hard our lives can be, you know, at some point, it's always a turning point. And, you know, I posted an Instagram photo of, like, oh, dark night, and there was a moon. So, wherever it's dark, or whenever you guys are going rock bottom, there's always light. I mean, if you fall down a well, there's always a light above your head, right? Makes sense. And I don't have a Bible verse for everyone, so I'm just going to read what I wrote here. Through tears of sadness comes tears of joy. But because knowing that God is watching over us, Jesus died for us, this is the only joy that's everlasting. Thanks.
You might find it difficult to understand Locke. That's how.